Welcome. Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam, and it's always so wonderful to have you along. Wow, it is such a rainy day today, but you know what? I like it. Just relaxing, enjoying my cup of Java, and I'm so looking forward to talking about social media. I have not spoken about social media on my show, Getting Social with Miriam. What is wrong with that? However, that's okay now because we're going to fix that today. And today I have a wonderful guest. I actually had her once, and I'm so glad to have her again. Her name is Desiree Wolf, and she is a marketing and branding consultant, and she is extremely motivated. She's a very motivated entrepreneur in the marketing world. She has a knack for pairing up two people that need each other, and she's sort of like a matchmaker for professionals. She always has the resources to help out fellow entrepreneurs, and she's got two young kids. She's extremely busy, involved with family activities, and constantly striving to keep the balance of a professional career in a fast-paced industry and a happy home front. Desiree broke away from the corporate world and is now the CEO of Desiree Marketing as well as Mama-owned business. She is highly focused on helping speakers, authors, and coaches build their business through marketing, public relations, and product launch campaign management and coaching. She is definitely the one with the pink hair, tattoos, and piercings. Desiree's mission is to break the molds of professionalism and to show others that it's not only okay to let their personality shine, it is definitely encouraged. So the last time, Desiree and I focused on the topic of branding. Now today, we're going to be focusing on social media. And I think it's a really good topic, especially for the holidays, because people are really, really utilizing social media in their own way. We don't know if it's the correct way, but this is definitely the time that they're doing it more and more. So I'd love to welcome Desiree Wolf of Las Vegas. Hello, Desiree.
Hello. Thank you so much, Miriam, for having me on again. I'm so excited for today. It's going to be so much fun.
I know. And thank you so much for coming on again. That is just an honor. So how are you today?
I am wonderful. Cranking. You know, they say December is supposed to be a slow month for business, but I think they lied.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm having a little bit of not really a slow month. But it's been sort of an in-between month. So, yeah, but I wouldn't say it's exactly slow. Things are okay. So, anyway, we're going to talk about social media. So, here's the thing. A lot of people, I find, are using it the wrong way, especially during the holidays. They give out way too much information. What do you think people should do in order to, I mean, the thing is, people get very stressed. I get that. I mean, listen, I've had my moments. I admit I've slipped up. Absolutely. But here's the thing. It is not good to vent on social media. What do you think people should do in order to replace that? You know, if they have the need to vent, what do you think people should do on social media instead?
Well, you know, social media is kind of funny because there's certain rules of etiquette that you need to follow. Mm-hmm. It is okay mm-hmm. to show that you're human. Everybody has a bad day. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to see that you're a robot on, you know, Facebook. Everything is
yes.
wonderful every day. You know, it's okay to say, "Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm so tired," or, you know, I wish someone would, you know, make me dinner or something like that. You know, it's great to express that you're human and you have, you know, emotions. However, Facebook is not the place to talk about the fight that you just had with your husband. It's not the place
no.
to talk about how broke you are. Turn to a friend. Phone a friend. Don't take to social media your gory details of your life. You know, it just the number one thing that it does is it breeds more negativity.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do business with an overly negative person. You know, if
that's right.
If you kind of have that badass, you know, approach and maybe you swear or you say, screw this, or, you know, that kind of stuff, which I've been known to do. That's one
mm-hmm.
thing, but to get on there and just talk about how, you know, horrible your life is or how
mm-hmm.
awful a customer is, you know, heaven forbid you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, just, you know, keep it to yourself. Like I said, phone a friend, write in your diary. Don't take to spewing your drama or your negativity all over Facebook. Just kind of keep it to yourself. I learned if it's not something you want to share with your mama, don't post it on Facebook.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, the reason I want to bring this up is because this is the time of year that you see more and more of that. People are stressed. You know, people are stressed. They're and if they are broke, they're going to say it, right? Which, you're right, it's not definitely not the place. I mean, I've been known to slip up at times. If I'm having a bit of a rough day, you know, I may just make a snide comment. I mean, I don't go into anything too personal, obviously, but I may make a snide comment like, oh boy, Murphy's Law, here we go, you know, which
right.
I don't know if it's really the right thing to do, but like you said, we're all human, we're going to slip up. But you know what, there are degrees of it, and if all you're doing is venting and saying, oh, I had a fight with my husband or wife or whatever, or my kid has been such a brat today, I mean, you know, that is going to spell trouble, especially if your clients are seeing you. Because the fact
exactly.
of the matter is that even if you have a business page or a business Twitter page or what have you, they look at your personal stuff too. They
mm-hmm.
do. And, I mean, the thing is, even if you set it to private, you're still not 100% safe, because someone who they know could be in your private network, and then it'll come back to them. Oh, you're not going to believe what so-and-so has been doing. Oh, God, just airing out dirty laundry all the time. You know, that's going to leak out.
Exactly. Well, and you never know who's going to be your next client. You might have a cousin
mm-hmm.
who, you know, is listed in your private list of people who can only see private things. But your cousin might know somebody who needs you. And, you know,
right.
it's going to put a bad taste in the people who know you. They're not going to want to refer you to people who might want to do business with you. You might have maybe your father-in-law needs to hire you to do some coaching or some web work or, you know, whatever kind of business you're in.
Right.
But he sees that, you know, life is horrible and maybe you're complaining that you don't have time. His first reaction is going to be, oh, she doesn't have time to help me. Or he, you know, he's too caught up in something going on in his life to be able to help me right now. So they go and find somebody else. So it's not even just that the outside world might see you. Your inside world is going to see you, and they're going to automatically be put off on either doing referrals or hiring you themselves. So it's just just keep it to yourself. Talk to a friend. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your mama on the phone. Keep your negativity and your drama off of social media. It's just not the place for it.
No, it's not. You know what? Here is a bit of a creative way to not do that on social media, but also express yourself at the same time, is to put up quotes. Quotes, people
yes.
like quotes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because you know what? You can find a quote that matches how you're feeling, and it's not necessarily a negative thing. It can be they're usually quite deep. But that's okay, because people actually like it. And you're absolutely right. You don't want to just appear like a robot and be fakey positive all the time, because that's not normal either. I mean,
right.
you know, and you know what? It's also okay to say, you know, lately we've been having a difficult time. I can't get into details. However, if I've been a little quiet lately, it's because I'm, you know, just trying to get through what I'm getting through, but I will be fine, you know, and that's okay too, because this way, people see that, you know, you're human, you have a life, and nobody's going to expect that you have a perfect life, you know what I mean? People know that everyone's got problems of some sort too. It's just how you display it, and
exactly.
That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's
another
the other thing.
Yeah, well, and another thing that you can do is take your experience and share what you're learning from it. You know, you don't necessarily have to put out all the details, but if you're, you know, if your husband was laid off of work, maybe now this is how you can share with your audience that, you know, lessons I learned from my husband not working, or how I found more time out of a bad situation. So take what's going on in your life and turn it into a lesson that your audience can learn from. And that's how you can kind of share what's going on, but you don't need to necessarily go into all the details. And you're helping other people too, because you never know who's going through something similar or who might be feeling the same frustrations that you feel. So if you turn it into sort of a lesson and put a little bit of a positive twist on it and give something that people can be educated from, then it's a little bit more acceptable to talk about the negative things that are going on in your life. But just kind of bitch and spew all over Facebook. Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Find the positive out of a negative.
I mean, you know, it's okay as well to ask for advice. You know, I've had some faulty wiring in the house, and this is where it's like, okay, well, you know, something doesn't smell right here. It smells like something's burning. Any advice, you know? And that's okay, because sometimes, you know, a personal issue that's happening, whether it's, you know, even if it's benign like that, which isn't it not, it's okay, especially if there is advice. You know, that's the other thing, too. You can share what's going on and ask for advice on how do you deal with a certain situation. Yeah. So this way people are willing to see, okay, this person has a problem but wants some help on it. And that's okay, because people will be receptive to that. You know, instead of saying, oh, gosh, this house is a piece of crap. I think it's going to burn down. It smells like electricity going bad or something. it's funny, because you can take a situation that you're dealing with, and you know, if you really, really can't keep it in, then find the alternative. You know, either use a quote or ask for advice, or if you did learn something, share it. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can twist that. It's just
absolutely.
You know, it's just, I've been seeing a lot of it lately, and I think it's just because the holidays do bring a lot of stress onto families, and unfortunately, people do tend to use, they forget, and do tend to use Facebook as an outlet, which is not the smartest thing, especially if you are a business owner or an employee. You know?
If you're an employee talking bad about your boss on Facebook, it's probably going to get you fired.
And that will travel around really, really, really fast.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
yeah, it will.
Yeah. And you also want to be very, very, very careful. Aside from that, you know, people are going to go to parties. You know, I mean, they go to parties any time of the year, but during the holidays especially. And if you're plastered, it's not really the best idea to be plastered in public anywhere where somebody could take a picture of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I'm not saying put your life on hold, you know, because you're a business owner. And I'm not saying don't let anybody ever take your picture. You're not the paparazzi. You're not Kim Kardashian. You know, okay. But just know that it's just like everything in life. There's got to be a level of moderation. And if party girl isn't part of your persona of who you are, then just, you know, keep it off of Facebook and don't, you know, you do have potential clients out there and you do have potential business and you know, and if it's not part of who you are and they're not used to seeing it, then it's probably not a good idea for you to post it. Again, keep the rule. If you wouldn't want your mother to see it, don't post it on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good rule of thumb, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you're right, because, you know, people do forget that things do definitely travel fast, really, really fast. And, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having your picture taken at a party if you're just hanging out. You know, if you're just hanging out, who's going to care? But
exactly.
if you're puking your guts out.
Yeah, if you're doing a naked dance on top of the Xerox machine, let's make sure your boss doesn't see that on Facebook.
Yeah, so that's where the limits and moderation comes in. So you have to be really, really, really careful. Really, really careful. So in other words, if you're going to go to a party, just stick with moderation. You know, why do you even want to go there? You're going to feel horrible the next day anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
People tend to forget these things, you know.
Well, and there's so many positive things you can use social media for over the holidays, especially being a business owner. There's so many opportunities. I've just seen some great social media campaigns over the past few weeks. Instagram is such a fun. If you want to post pictures, use Instagram. You know, to post fun holiday pictures.
I love Instagram. Yeah.
Me
absolutely.
Too. Yeah, and it's a fun, mm-hmm. you know, it's a fun way to help build your following over the holidays. You post funny pictures, like have an ugly sweater picture contest, or
hey,
you know,
there you go.
Have a funny Santa photo. You know, perfect example. My son had his first visit to Santa last year, and my daughter, mm-hmm. who is six, has a big giant smile on his face, and he's just mortified. There couldn't be a more worse place for him at that moment. And he is just, he has these big giant tears coming down in his face. He's got the ugly cry face, and it's hilarious. I posted it on Instagram and said, show me your ugly Santa picture. And I got such
smart.
A huge response. People thought it was hilarious. I've gained, you know, probably 10 to 15 new followers. And so it was just, it was a lot of fun. We had fun with
it.
You know, we were using social media to grow our businesses, you know, and it, while it may not have felt like exactly business related, we made it fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened there. Okay, now that's awesome. And you know what? Another thing, too, if you have a dog or a cat, people love that, too. They want to see, you know, yeah, cute pictures of your, you know, of your dog. I mean, I post pictures of my dog a lot, you know. But, you know, if you want to dress your dog up, especially during the holidays. And I actually did it one, I don't think it was this year, but the year before, I dressed my dog up for Halloween. And that really got a positive, a positive response. So that was, that's funny. So, yeah.
People love the pets. They love the pets.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not saying be the crazy cat lady that you only post about your pets, but, you know, just
No. We're
going to
talk about that, too. Yeah, that's the other two. Let's talk about that, too, because if all you ever do is post the same thing over and over again all the time, then that's also going to be a big turnoff, regardless of whether it's positive or negative. People don't want to see the same thing all the time. You got to mix it up. You got to be real, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Real.
You've got to make sure that you do, you know, follow some kind of balance. Even if it's 50-50, even if 50% of what you post is social, 50% of what you post is business related.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of professionals in network marketing and direct sales, and they
mm-hmm.
have a tendency to post probably 90% business and maybe only
mm-hmm.
10% social. Because the industry teaches always be talking about
mm-hmm.
the opportunity, always be talking about your business. But they tend to forget that every business is social. You have to have, whether you sell car insurance or you sell adult
mm-hmm.
toys, there needs to be some sort of balance of talking about business and tying it into personal life and vice versa.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know,
fine.
Yeah.
Either follow a 50-50 rule, 80-20 is even better, but, you know,
I do 80-20.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do 80-20.
I do 80-20. I
try
that's
and
what I teach.
Talk about business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 80-20 is good.
Yeah.
80-20 is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good rule to live
because
by, but if 80-20 is too uncomfortable for you, mix it up and do 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you're not
that's okay.
talking
yeah.
about the same thing, you know, join my team, buy my
mm-hmm.
stuff. You know, my business rocks. You know, people start to kind of see through that. So let's,
and that's
you know,
another
give a little
thing.
Bit, yeah, have that human aspect behind your posts and what you're doing in life. And you know, maybe it's not always crazy cat lady pictures. Maybe it's, you know, crazy cat lady at a business show. You know, so find a way to tie in both sides of your life.
Yeah,
that's what social
media
is all about. We can't forget the social media.
Mm-hmm, yeah, well, that's the thing. I think people forget that. You know, they tend to go to the one extreme or the next where they're doing everything wrong or they're doing too much of a thing that may seem right, which is also wrong. Because too much of anything
exactly.
is not a good – yeah. So,
right back
no,
to our Christmas parties, moderation.
Moderation,
whether you're
there
drinking
you go,
too
yeah.
much at the Christmas party or you're posting too many cat pictures on Instagram. It's all about moderation.
It is. Mix it up. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
and
that's
the other thing too. If people are going on there, you know, and this is what you're going to see a lot as well. They're going to be going on, social media because this is a time of year too where people are doing all kinds of specials and stuff. You know, no one's going to be receptive to you if all you're doing is posting a special that you're having. That's already becoming like spam. You know, people will come to you if they're interested based on the good quality stuff you share. Okay, so
yeah.
That's mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
It's okay to put it out there once. People will know. And if they're interested in checking you out, have it on your website, and they'll look at your website and see it there. You don't have to post it every 5 minutes on social media. And that's another thing, too. You shouldn't be posting every 5 minutes anyway.
Exactly. Well, and you actually bring up a very good point. Social media is a tool that you should be using to drive people to your website.
Yes.
Facebook is not your business. It's just one of the outlets and one of the tools that you're using that you should be driving people to your website. So almost, you know, on a regular basis when you're posting specials and things like that, you should always be telling people, head over to my website for more details. I always warn new business owners who say, oh, well, I don't need to be writing a blog because I use Facebook. Well, they're two different tools.
Mm.
And one day, what would your business look like? And I talk about how much they're using Facebook as their only marketing tool. And I say, what would your business look like if tomorrow Facebook shut down? What would happen?
Mm-hmm.
And usually I can hear the panic over the phone because it gets dead quiet. They don't know what they would do. So I always say you don't own Facebook. You own your website. Even if your website host were to go out of business, you own all the content on your website. You own URL. That's your baby. You get to be in charge of what you put on there. Facebook, especially with all of these new rules about the algorithm and now businesses need to pay and you have to boost your posts, Facebook has control over who sees your stuff. You have control over who sees your website. Yeah.
Right.
So stay in control.
Absolutely.
And Facebook should only be a tool to be driving people to your website. That's, you know, don't be putting all your eggs in one basket. If you're going to put your eggs in one basket, make sure it's your own darn basket.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do recall years ago, about 3 years ago, I've been asked, do you think social media is going to take the place of websites and blogs? And I've always said no.
Yeah.
It never will.
I agree.
Yeah.
It never will. It might gain more popularity, but your website, your blog, is never going to go away. You know, simply because there will be another Facebook-type company in the next 10 years. Think of what happened with MySpace. Look at... Everybody was using MySpace for business. Mm. Now who's on MySpace? Very rarely
do
you hear somebody go, oh, go to my MySpace page.
I forgot about MySpace, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Somebody, some big bad boy is going to come along and you know, knock Facebook right off their pedestal, and it's going to be the same thing all over again. So, you know, your website's not going anywhere. It's not getting replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Social media will never replace, you know, your own website simply because there's new fads, new rules, and like I said before, you have complete control over your website. And there's enough of us out there that don't want to give up that control that we aren't getting rid of, you know, the www behind my name or in front of my name isn't going anywhere.
No, absolutely not. And actually, now you bring up another point here. Now, as far as the websites go, and I realize some people are just really, really, really tight on funds, it's not advisable to rely on hosts like Blogger or WordPress.com because those could just disappear too, and that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I usually suggest, you know, I know funds are tight for a lot of business owners when they're first getting started and you're looking for low cost and effective ways, and it's really tempting to go the cheaper route and to use Facebook and social media as your tools. But you know what? For $50 to $100, you can get your own URL, you can set up your own website and be in control. And it also gives you the perception that you are a little bit more serious about your business. I'm always a little hesitant when somebody sends me to their website and it's something, you know, it's www.somethingsomething.wordpress.com, you know.
It tells me that
you're not quite serious about your business, that you either haven't invested the $100 that it takes to get your website up, or maybe to me it says I'm not sure you're going to be around, because you haven't established yourself. So, and then the same thing goes for empty social media profiles. Whenever I see that somebody sends me to their Facebook page and they haven't filled out the about me and they don't have their website listed, to me it kind of says, okay, either you don't have the experience that I'm looking for, or I'm afraid to hire you because I don't know if you're going to be around next week because you couldn't fill in the blanks.
Right.
So
that's
true.
That's
something that I see
that's
happening
true.
A lot too.
Yeah, that's
take
right.
A,
that's actually a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Take
and
a few minutes.
Picture.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please post a picture. Please post
of yourself.
A picture. I don't want to do business with a logo. You know, that's great for large companies like Coca-Cola where we immediately see the Coca-Cola logo, and there it is. Or we know the Walmart smiley face. We know that that's their branding. Small business owners, I want to do business
with
a human.
You.
I want to
see you.
I want to get to know you. I want to see the human side of you. And again, that ties back to social media. I don't want to interact with colors or a logo or, someone's branding.
Even your dog.
Your branding exactly. Your dog is very cute. Your children are adorable, but I don't want to do business with them. I'm doing business with you.
No.
So,
always
have a picture of you up somewhere, in your social media profile. I don't care if it's a fun picture. It doesn't have to be a professional photographer picture.
No, it doesn't have to be
who you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be clean, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree. So, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but I want to give you the opportunity, Desiree, to let others know how they can reach you and what you're offering.
Well, great. Well, I have started my new project this last year. The first 2 years of my business, I was really building up the Desiree marketing aspect and building an online presence. And I have shifted into really helping the home-based business owner. And that's how I developed the Mama-Owned Business website. And it's where I really talk to the mompreneurs, the direct sellers, the people just getting started, the people who work from their dining room. And so that website is mamaownedbusiness.com. And I have created 10 rebellious ideas for growing your business online. And I do talk a lot about social media, email marketing, and using the internet to grow your business. So I'm giving away 10 rebellious ideas for growing your business online on my main website. Mm-hmm. So that's where I've been really focusing. Yeah. I love the home-based business owners. Like, they have such motivation and such drive, and we all need to stick together, and there's business out there for all of us. So let's,
absolutely.
Help build each other up. Yeah.
We all need to collaborate. Absolutely. That's great.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So you know what I'm going to do? Later on, I'm going to have a blog post written up, a recap of this podcast, as well as the archive, and I'm going to put your links on there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So much fun being on your show. It's like we're friends. It's like we've been friends for years now.
I know. Maybe we knew each other in a past life.
I think so. I think we did.
I do too. I think so. Well, thank you so much, Desiree. It was such a pleasure. I definitely want to have you again sometime. But you have
anytime.
A wonderful holiday. Everybody, you
too.
Be well. And I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.